Jeff's Soccer Match Previews and Results Show, English Premier League Edition. There were 7 English Premier League games played today, Saturday, April 27, 2024. West Ham tied at home 2-2 versus visiting Liverpool. West Ham's midfielder Jared Bowen scored in the 43rd minute, assisted by midfielder Mohamed Kudus, to make the score 1-0. Liverpool's defender Andrew Robertson scored in the 48th minute, assisted by attacker Luis Diaz, to make the score 1-1. West Ham's goalkeeper Alphonse Areola scored an own goal for Liverpool in the 65th minute, to make the score 1-2. West Ham's attacker Mihail Antonio scored in the 77th minute, assisted by midfielder Jared Bowen, to make the score 2-2. Tying team West Ham's top 3 performers of the match were midfielder Jared Bowen with a rating of 8.2. He scored 1 goal and had 1 assist. Goalkeeper Alphonse Areola with a rating of 7.9. He made 7 saves and conceded 2 goals. Attacker Mihail Antonio with a rating of 7.5. He scored 1 goal. Tying team Liverpool's top 3 performers of the match were attacker Luis Diaz with a rating of 8.5. He made 1 assist. Defender Andrew Robertson with a rating of 8.3. He scored 1 goal. Goalkeeper Alisson Becker with a rating of 8.0. He made 7 saves and conceded 2 goals. After their 2-2 tie, West Ham are in 8th place. After their 2-2 tie, Liverpool are in 3rd place, which is a UEFA Champions League group stage spot. Fulham tied at home 1-1 versus visiting Crystal Palace. Fulham's attacker Rodrigo Muniz scored in the 52nd minute, assisted by defender Timothy Castagna, to make the score 1-0. Crystal Palace's substitute midfielder Jeffrey Schlupp scored in the 87th minute, assisted by midfielder Adam Wharton, to make the score 1-1. Tying team Fulham's top 3 performers of the match were attacker Rodrigo Muniz with a rating of 7.3. He scored 1 goal. Defender Issa Diop with a rating of 7.3. Midfielder Joao Palhinha with a rating of 7.3. Tying team Crystal Palace's top 3 performers of the match were midfielder Adam Wharton with a rating of 7.9. He made 1 assist. Attacker Michael Olise with a rating of 7.9. Substitute midfielder Jeffrey Schlupp with a rating of 7.7. He scored 1 goal. After their 1-1 tie, Fulham are in 13th place. After their 1-1 tie, Crystal Palace are in 14th place. Manchester United tied at home 1-1 versus visiting Burnley. Manchester United's midfielder Antony scored in the 79th minute, to make the score 1-0. Burnley's substitute attacker Zeki Amdouni scored a penalty kick in the 87th minute, to make the score 1-1. Tying team Manchester United's top 3 performers of the match were midfielder Bruno Fernandes with a rating of 9.7. Midfielder Antony with a rating of 8.0. He scored 1 goal. Goalkeeper Andre Onana with a rating of 7.6. He made 6 saves and conceded 1 goal. Tying team Burnley's top 3 performers of the match were goalkeeper Orion at Murich with a rating of 8.7. He made 9 saves and conceded 1 goal. Substitute attacker Zeki Amdouni with a rating of 7.6. He scored 1 goal. Midfielder Jacob Brun Larsen with a rating of 7.5. After their 1-1 tie, Manchester United are in 6th place. After their 1-1 tie, Burnley are in 19th place, which is a relegation zone spot. Newcastle won at home 5-1 versus visiting Sheffield United. Sheffield United's defender Anel Ahmedodzic scored in the 5th minute, assisted by midfielder Gustavo Hamer, to make the score 0-1. Newcastle's attacker Alexander Isak scored in the 26th minute, assisted by attacker Jacob Murphy, to make the score 1-1. Newcastle's midfielder Bruno Guimarães scored in the 54th minute, assisted by attacker Anthony Gordon, to make the score 2-1. Newcastle's attacker Alexander Isak scored a penalty kick in the 61st minute, to make the score 3-1. Sheffield United's midfielder Benjamin Osborne scored an own goal for Newcastle in the 65th minute, to make the score 4-1. Newcastle's substitute attacker Callum Wilson scored in the 72nd minute, assisted by substitute midfielder Harvey Barnes, to make the score 5-1. Winning team Newcastle's top 3 performers of the match were attacker Alexander Isak with a rating of 8.3. He scored 2 goals. Midfielder Bruno Guimarães with a rating of 8.3. He scored 1 goal. Attacker Jacob Murphy with a rating of 8.0. He made 1 assist. losing team Sheffield United's top three performers of the match were attacker Benjamin Brereton with a rating of 7.7. Defender Anel Ahmedodzic with a rating of 7.5. He scored one goal. Midfielder Gustavo Hamer with a rating of 7.2. He made one assist. After their 5-1 win, Newcastle are in 7th place. After their 5-1 loss, Sheffield United are in 20th place, which is a relegation zone spot. Wolves won at home 2-1 versus visiting Luton. Wolves' attacker Huang He-chan scored in the 39th minute, assisted by attacker Mateus Cunha, to make the score 1-0. Wolves' defender Toddy Gomez scored in the 50th minute, assisted by midfielder Mario Lemina, to make the score 2-0. Luton's attacker Carlton Morris scored in the 80th minute, assisted by defender Rhys Burke, to make the score 2-1. Winning team Wolves' top three performers of the match were midfielder Mario Lemina with a rating of 7.6. He made one assist. Defender Toddy Gomez with a rating of 7.5. He scored one goal. Goalkeeper Jose Sa with a rating of 7.5. He made 5 saves and conceded 1 goal. Losing team Luton's top 3 performers of the match were attacker Carlton Morris with a rating of 7.9. He scored 1 goal. Defender Rhys Burke with a rating of 7.2. He made 1 assist. Defender Titan Mengi with a rating of 7.0. After their 2-1 win, Wolves are in 10th place. After their 2-1 loss, Luton are in 18th place, which is a relegation zone spot. Everton won at home 1-0 versus visiting Brentford. Everton's Aguiar scored in the 60th minute, to make the score 1-0. Winning team Everton's top three performers of the match were midfielder Dwight McNeil with a rating of 8.2. Midfielder Idrissa Gueye with a rating of 7.6. He scored one goal. Goalkeeper Jordan Pickford with a rating of 7.7. He made 4 saves and recorded a shutout. Losing team Brentford's top three performers of the match were midfielder Matthias Jensen with a rating of 7.7. Defender Nathan Collins with a rating of 7.3. Defender Regalen with a rating of 7.2. After their 1-0 win, Everton are in 15th place. After their 1-0 loss, Brentford are in 16th place. Aston Villa tied at home 2-2 versus visiting Chelsea. Chelsea's defender Mark Cucurella scored an own goal for Aston Villa in the 4th minute, to make the score 1-0. Chelsea's attacker Nicholas Jackson had a goal disallowed, offside by VAR in the 16th minute. Aston Villa's midfielder Morgan Rogers scored in the 42nd minute, assisted by defender Matthew Cash, to make the score 2-0. Chelsea's midfielder Noni Maduke scored in the 62nd minute, to make the score 2-1. Chelsea's midfielder Conor Gallagher scored in the 81st minute, assisted by midfielder Noni Maduke, to make the score 2-2. Chelsea's substitute defender Axel Disasi had a goal disallowed, foul by VAR in the 90th plus 5 minute. Tying team Aston Villa's top three performers of the match were attacker John McGinn with a rating of 7.2. Defender Matthew Cash with a rating of 7.0. He made one assist. Attacker Oliver Watkins with a rating of 7.0. Tying team Chelsea's top three performers of the match were midfielder Noni Maduke with a rating of 8.9. He scored one goal and had one assist. Midfielder Moises Caicedo with a rating of 8.3. Defender Trevo Chalobah with a rating of 7.5. After their 2-2 tie, Aston Villa are in 4th place, which is a UEFA Champions League group stage spot. After their 2-2 tie, Chelsea are in 9th place. After the day's fixtures, the top 3 goal scorers in English Premier League are Manchester City attacker Erling Haaland with 20 goals, Chelsea midfielder Cole Palmer with 20 goals, and Aston Villa attacker Oliver Watkins with 19 goals. After the day's fixtures, the top 3 assist leaders in English Premier League are Aston Villa attacker Oliver Watkins with 12 assists, Brighton midfielder Pascal Gross with 10 assists, and Newcastle defender Kieran Trippier with 10 assists. Thanks for listening to this episode of Jeff's Soccer Match Previews and Results Show, English Premier League Edition. A Jeffadelic Media Podcast.